I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the Trump administration may be on the verge of reviving plans for a controversial mine in Alaska, and an Arctic community sees benefits in the president's budget reconciliation bill. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Trump administration may be on the verge of reviving plans for a controversial mine upstream from Alaska's Bristol Bay. The company behind the proposed pebble mine says it's in talks with the Environmental Protection Agency and hopes the agency will withdraw its veto of the project. The open-pit copper and gold mine is widely opposed by area tribes and the Bristol Bay Native Corporation, as well as commercial fishermen. They say it's a threat to the bay's prolific salmon runs that are the basis of the regional economy and vital to subsistence and Alaska Native culture. Environmental studies found the mine would damage or destroy miles of salmon streams and more than 2,000 acres of wetlands. Opponents have succeeded in blocking the proposal for decades. The EPA issued a rare veto of the project in 2023, but a document filed in federal court this month reveals the EPA is reconsidering that decision. In his first term, President Trump ran hot and cold on Pebble. His first EPA administrator let the project move forward, then reversed course a few months later. In 2020, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers denied Pebble's Clean Water Act permit. That came after Donald Trump Jr., a sports fisherman who visited the region, publicly announced his opposition. The Trump administration's new budget reconciliation bill is drawing criticism from some for its cuts to social safety net programs. But residents in one Arctic community say the bill will support their economy thanks to several carve-outs for Alaska, including an increased tax break for whaling captains. Ayolna Nyden with the Alaska Desk has more. Representative Sharice Davids and colleagues are calling on the Department of Justice to restore the Not Invisible Act Commission report to the DOJ website, which was removed earlier this year due to an executive order. Members recently sent a letter to the DOJ saying the report includes critical information on the missing and murdered Indigenous persons crisis and say its removal erases years of research. Members say accessible data is essential to addressing the crisis and are asking the DOJ to take steps to immediately restore it. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.